Here we are once again, ladies and gentlemen, January 5th, 2016, downtown Fayetteville, with the artistic director,
former
of the Gilbert Theater, Mr. Lynn Pryor. Lynn, how are you tonight?
Wonderful. Absolutely great. On all six cylinders, maybe four, starting the new year, Jason. You know, we just completed our 20th annual Gilbert Christmas party.
Wonderful.
And they have been a joy, lots and lots of work. Bob absolutely outdid himself this year with the decorations. I swear the mantle, only the White House perhaps has something more elaborate. His Christmas, Dickens Village is marvelous. The Christmas tree, everything. We've had just a wonderful time. 150, 200 people, we lost count, came to the party just before Christmas this year. But I was going through the archives, which you have just been cracking the whip about for weeks now about my doing this, and I have been trying to keep up with your commands, and over here, you know, we have this box filled with these envelopes. But let's talk about that a little bit. Right now, this is something that I pulled. It's called Encore, and this is a picture of a Christmas party. This is a cartoon taken from the New Yorker years ago in the New Yorker.
Looks like around the 1960s or 50s.
Probably, uh-huh. And all the activities going on at a Christmas party. And we use that. It's in black and white. I don't know who the cartoonist was, but we use that as our invitation for many years. And this is what it says on the back. The honor of your presence is requested at Encore, the Gilbert Family Holiday Party, on Saturday, December 20th, 2008, from 7 p.m. at the home of the theater's founder and artistic director, Lynn Pryor, 647 Brant's Lane, Fayetteville, North Carolina, 28301. You may bring a guest and are asked to share your favorite hors d'oeuvre or drink. Other drinks will be provided, and for years it has been the White Russians,
right.
And and some people have gotten carried away with the number of returns to the punch bowl, and have had to spend the rest of the evening or night in the White Russian recovery room upstairs.
We've had to carry them away.
Please come prepared to have a festive evening with the elegance. Now, Jason, you are making fun of us.
I love it
with this one. And I think it is rather strange wording, to have a festive evening with the elegance of indoor food.
I think that should be the title of tonight's
performance. Tonight's conversation. Okay, it's all about indoor food. Well, it's anyway, drinks and caroling by the piano and outdoor fireside activities. And that's exactly what happened 20 years ago, and it happened last week. When we had all these people, we had the fireball blazing back there, and people were roasting marshmallows and sitting in a circle around it. And we had three fireplaces going, that one, and then a second one in the driveway, when there were canopies in the driveway and more tables and food. And then there was one of these Mexican fireplaces, you know, and then we had one of those there, and then in the old theater was just hopping. We had some, you know, do you think this small house, how could we possibly accommodate so many people, 150, 200? Well, it's because people, they were all over the place. They were at the fire pit, they were here, they were there in the old theater, they were on the terrace drinking White Russians, they were in the living room by the wood fire. Or they were, you know, in the front porch, in the front lawn, or in the lane. The police were not called this year, I was happy to say. But it worked, and people would just kind of move around and go here, go there. But toward the end, as the evening progressed, the older crowd would be in the living room, the older patrons, the older theater people. They're sitting in front of the fire and drinking White Russians. And the young people who then were in the theater carrying on to all hours. And this party, this year, number 20, they were still here at 2 a.m. James, were you part of that group?
I think so.
Staying until 2. And I, at about 1, what I frequently have done over the years when we, not just Christmas parties, but when we've had the gathering, we'll talk about that in a minute, I would go upstairs and change into my Mandarin pajamas and my beautiful white saffron-colored silk robe, which I got in Bangkok years ago. And then the standing joke was, Lynn comes down in his saffron robe, it's time for the party to leave, for people to leave. And it used to work. Because, oh, there he is, we better leave. I would just kind of walk around and say, thank you for coming, and so on. But late recent years, it didn't mean a thing. And I gave up on this year, I gave up on coming down in my saffron robe. Instead, I just went to bed. And, but I could hear the revelers still through the heating pipes. I could hear them going on laughing and playing games. And, this is what...
I try not to be like the last person to leave. I know Mary was here when I left. So.
Well, no, I don't think you were the last. Of course, I don't know who really did leave because I was in bed. But Bob did see our guests out. So that was our 20th and final Christmas party. But we had other parties, too. We had so many cast parties here. Sometimes it was very few, a small cast, and maybe 10 people would come. And so we still would have a good time. Other times, large casts, and we'd have big parties. For the cast, but we had something called the Gilbert Gathering almost from day one. And this is when, it's always in the summer, just before the new season started. And here is one of the invitations that went out. Gilbert Theater, the Gilbert Gathering, a celebration by the company of the completion of our 6th season. Evening will include awards, games, and the next season's preview. Where? Gilbert Garden. When? August 26, 8 p.m. Please bring your favorite hors d'oeuvres or dessert, drinks provided, and if you like, one guest. More information, so on and so forth. So, then here's another one. What did it say this year? The Gilbert Gathering, the celebration by the company of the completion of the 5th season. The evening will include awards, games, preview of next season. That's just about the same as last time. Anyway, so those will go out to 100 plus people, and we had more fun. It was in the backyard with lots of chairs, and we had food in the driveway, and then time for the program. People would come and sit in front of the easel and ready to hear me talk. And here I'm looking at a picture of me looking years younger. With some kind of obi around my waist and a beautiful white shirt. And there I am talking about the next season, but I can't make out what the next season is.
Let me try.
Can you read it?
Is that you?
God, I know I've aged terribly. But
no. You look like you're about 20 years old. Gilbert, Black Box,
Keely and Do.
Christmas.
Keely and Do.
Headsets. April 25th, Spoon River.
Spoon River Anthology.
And Golly Hole. And it's all hand-lettered.
Hand-lettered.
Hand-printed on an easel. And this is great.
I see that.
This is great. Nowadays, we would have PowerPoint and this, that, and the other. And no, seriously, Lynn looks like he's about 20 years old in that one. And it's great. Of course, he looks 21 today. This Gilbert gathering morphed into the Gilbert.
They were simultaneous. I mean, the gathering was early on, and so was the Christmas party.
And the prior awards.
The prior awards that were started by Robin.
Okay.
After I left.
That was okay.
Right. So the gathering was a lot. It was very humorous. We had awards, but they were joke awards. We had Best Actress. Now, for the prior awards, Robin has it. So the patrons have voted, and this is, you know, serious and well deserved for fine work in technical or on stage or directing or whatever. But in the old days for the gathering, I can't. One year we had one. This was the who was the actress that tried to kill Michael Douglas in a movie?
Actress who tried to kill
Michael Douglas.
Glenn Close? No.
Who hasn't tried to kill Michael Douglas?
Anyway, she in one it was her. There was award was named in her honor, because she at one point showed much of her privates.
Oh, Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone. Sharon Stone showed privates. So we had anybody that was all did any revealing thing on stage was awarded the Sharon Stone, the Sharon Stone Award. And then we had something called the Gilbert and Sullivan Award. And one thing you might think, this getting kind of classy, you know, doing Gilbert and Sullivan. We never did any Gilbert and Sullivan. But...
Which is a shame, because it's free.
Yeah, that's right. James has been so conscious of royalties and all that. But the Gilbert Theater. And then the award was given to the most cooperative neighbor. And that's why it was called the Gilbert and Sullivan Award. Anyway, so we had lots of fun, but you tell me that you're going to be asking me later, after I stop blathering on about this, you're going to have a question for me. What was one of your most memorable...
Well, yeah, the question I had, out of all these parties, which one stands out in your mind over the last 25 years?
Well, the one where I was brought in on a sedan chair. I had two Nubian slaves stripped to the waist, rippling muscles, and I was on this chair on this platform, and they were carrying it with your two or four of them, and I was up there with the turban and brought in through the garden gate, and then like this with the chanting and all of that, and then brought down in front of the easel, and that had gone out and so on. That's a memorable one. But then I always did my share of roasting. With the awards or kind of in, I would do a monologue and there would be some roasting. And so through the years, I knew that there were some people who did not have a sense of humor gene and were rather annoyed at some of the things that I found funny. And so they were just waiting to roast me. Well, that night, after I got down out of the sedan chair, someone came up and took over, rather than my going on and doing the season and doing the awards and all. They took over and absolutely roasted me up one side and down.
Give us a memorable roast.
Well, I can't remember what any of them, but they were clever, and I tried to be a good sport about it.
Tried.
Well, I think I can be forgiven for storming out of the garden and not coming back.
Son's chair.
No, I'm not kidding. I'm just kidding. I did not. No, I was a great sport about it. Certain people never were cast again. Well, anyway, so there's your answer to your question. That was a memorable one. Now, I have looking at, you know, the Fayetteville Observer has been so fabulous in its coverage. And years ago, there was a columnist named Alice Thrasher who had a column called RSVP. And she wrote this about the Gilbert celebration this one year, and the year seems to have escaped my being on this clipping, but nevertheless, the Gilbert Theater celebrated, oh no, here we go again. The Gilbert Theater celebrated the close of its fifth season last weekend with an awards reception at the theater on Brant's Lane. The annual Gilbert Gathering for the Gilbert Company is for anyone who did anything during the season, says Artistic Director Lynn Pryor. The small 50-seat, well, let's make that 40, in the lower level of Pryor's home was the site for five productions during the past year. In addition, two plays were performed at the gallery at the Art Center. And I'm reading this, the glass, here we go. The August 28th reception began at 8 p.m. and continued until midnight. Pryor announced the plays for next season and presented awards from the past ones. They were humorous awards, nothing serious, he said. Our season will open September 25th with the Midsummer Night's Dream in the garden. Oh, that was absolutely marvelous, Jason. My grandchildren were fairies. And two of my older grandchildren, Ashley and Christian, signed on to the project right away. But little Christian, who was about 5 or 6, wasn't sure if he wanted to be in a play. And he was really, I said to him, I need to know, because we're casting all the fairies. Will you do it? He said, I'll do it as long as I don't have to prance. And I assured him that he wouldn't have to prance. And he didn't. And after that first performance, that first Saturday afternoon, I was at the garden gate, and he came running out and put his head on my arm and said, oh, that was my favorite part. Wonderful, let's see, we will have a wonderful cast of 40 with lots of children playing the parts of fairies. Bob Blue of Sanford will direct the play. After the awards ceremony, Charlene Say imitated Dolly Parton and sang some of her own songs and played the piano. She played two sets so that all the 80 guests could get a chance to hear her in the small theater. Plays at the theater are open to the public. Because it's in a residential area, admission can't be charged. The theater operates with donations and grants from the Arts Council of Fayetteville, Cumberland County. To get on the mailing list or the information for information about the Gubbert Theater, call Pryor. we had no such thing as a website. I mean, in 94, there was no such thing as the World Wide Web, or it was just in the minds of a few people, like Al Gore. And I'm saying that with great respect, because it's the truth. Let's not get political at this late date. So it says, call Pryor at 678-7186. Because, you know, I think I've mentioned in the past that I was box office. I made sure that I was here Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 in the afternoon, right where James is sitting. Phone with the telephone and a pad. So people would call and make reservations. Because you had to have a reservation for all those early plays. There's no drop, drop by. But it was free, and it would annoy me when people would make a reservation and then not show up, and then we could have given their seats away. But nevertheless, that didn't happen too often. But at one time the phone rang and I answered, and it was a very, very deep voice. Guttural, I mean, it just spoke of whiskey and cigars and Vietnam or World War II or World War I or the Spanish-American War, whatever. I was giving him information. And he said, where are you located? And I said, picture yourself at the Airborne Museum. And he said, I'd rather not. And so he was some old somebody, not airborne, right? So he was talking about, but he did not want to be associated with that airborne museum. And so anyway, I had really great conversations on the telephone with people. But I always... Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, I visited the Airborne Museum, I think, one time, and I thought, you know, if you don't have post-traumatic stress disorder, this will give it to you. Just like... just
these reliving all of this. Well, yes. Yeah, that's right. Now, here's something else from a gathering. Jason. We are pleased to announce the 203 Gilbert Gathering, Saturday, August 23rd, 2003, at the home of the Gilbert Theater's founder and artistic director, Lynn Pryor, Brant's Lane. You're invited to attend our 10th season celebration featuring a Gilbert family photo. You and a guest are as well as dozens of others, dressed in a white shirt top. Oh, that's right. I remember that now. We'll be masked in front of the 647 Brant's Lane for a wide-angle photo, courtesy of Turner Photography, at 7 p.m. Please arrive by 6:45 for this historic photo. Please bring your favorite hors d'oeuvre, of course. Our annual awards ceremony will cap off the evening. Please join us and be part of this historic photo season celebration and show of solidarity for your new Gilbert Theater. Oh, see, this is when we had to move to the Arts Council. The year before, in 02, after 8 years, we were obliged to leave here.
And why?
Well, I can't go into too much detail, but we were found out. For years, I was thought that we were okay, and it was free, and it was, and I called them theater parties, at least in the early years. But someone knew that we were getting away with something and turned us in. And one day I opened the door and looked down in the lane, and there was about six people, one with a big camera on his shoulder and others there just waiting. And I said, oh boy, what's this? And I went, within an hour, we were all finished. They went through and told me that this is an assemblage, and it's fire code and this mm-hmm. and that, and so the good news is for 8 years, 49 plays front and back, we were not following.
But ordinance. What's sad is that you were doing the tradition of America. For 200 years, people would entertain in their homes and hold plays like right. this in their homes, yeah. and no problem. And so this was the end of an era of 200 years of theater in the home.
That's true. And then absolutely. But, we've then realized that we could continue having garden shows, which I really particularly love the garden shows. And so I tried to do that, but we got resistance on that, too, and I got scared and backed out of it. And that's when we started performing at the Arts Council building. Mm-hmm. And bless Deborah Mintz for making that possible. So for 3 years, we were there, five plays a year, setting up a stage, storing everything in the basement, moving up those steep stairs, carrying things, my poor lower back, everybody working so hard, having this. Then we had to buy light trees. Because we couldn't hang lights. We had to have light trees with them. And so we spent money on that and cables all over. So we did our season there. And we thank them so much for letting us do that. But by the end of the third year, I, for one, said, I don't know that I can do a fourth. We did excellent work there. It was just marvelous. Some of my favorite plays, James, you remember them. Molly Sweeney, but the blind woman. Gertrude Stein. Just wonderful stuff. But it was having to take the stage down, put it up, carry those things down, rehearse. But we rehearsed downstairs in the Arts Council, that nice space, and had big, nice crowds there. It worked. And they were very tolerant of it. But by the fourth year, I said, I don't know if I can do it. So that's when our wonderful advisory board people, Sylvia Ray, told me about the old city hall, the space, where the city council met. Had you seen it? No, I hadn't. I go up, pace it off, and lo and behold, I said, this is going to work. And so we We went into debt, raised as much money as we could, spent $10,000 on the stage. That's one hell of a, that stage is built. Those joists are about 8 inches apart. It's very, very solid. But then we had to buy seating and you name it. But now we've been there a dozen years and, it's an institution. We have, I passed the gong on to Robin Parrish, and it's doing beautifully. And, we're going to start an endowment fund. So we've, 22 years later, we are still going strong. But looking, but going down memory lane as we did tonight, Jason, I so appreciate your suggesting this part of our podcast, the history of the Gilbert. It's been so important that we get this down. This, not that I'm such a great spokesman for it, but doing my best to recall the old days and honor the old days and rejoice in the present. And so there it is. And do you have one more question?
The question I have, looking back, seeing you in these photos with the easel talking about the upcoming plays for the next year, I was in. How did you cram the work in when you? In over a 12-month period, you would produce plays, produce the parties, plan plays for the next year. I mean, how many hours a week were you putting in a yearly basis?
Well, first of all, when you do something you love, you're not ever working. I'm rarely tired. I have been so blessed in my life. I'll be 82 this summer, that I have had a marvelous career that I loved. I have just enjoyed life. And so when I took on this project in 1994, I just knew that I was going to get all kinds of help. And this is what, to answer your question, I was producing, I was bringing this one, bringing that one in, but it's mainly just bringing a producer, which I really loved doing most of my entire life, was bringing people together, was for a party, for a play, or for a cause. During the height of Vietnam War, I joined this group called Taxpayers Against the War. And I think we just lost some audience members. Mm-hmm. But whatever I've taken on, I have done it with enthusiasm, and I like to think with 100% of my. But so your question, I never thought of it. I would go to bed and fall asleep, but I always knew that I had this wonderful group of people that were. People that I met a year ago, people I was meeting a week ago, people that are always coming into the Gilbert orbit, which were extraordinary people. And, you know, I said our theater, was going to be one where the process was as important as the product. This meant that everyone was going to be treated with respect and with love and creativity and understanding, and people respond to this. It wasn't going to just be about the final product, and there's all this wreckage leading up to it. We've all been in situations like that. And so I think with that approach, then everyone returned that kind of spirit. And then I can one hand, not even using the thumb, I did not have, other than that, really just 3 or 4 unfortunate experiences, but out of hundreds of experiences that you do in putting on a play and running an organization.
One final question. No, looking at the easel, Who decided what plays were going to be?
In those days, I decided them all. I had people would come to me. I made the final decision. But people come to me and say, "Do you know this one?" I'd read it. "What do you, and do you know that one?" And it was like that. But I used to love going out, love going to London and looking at plays, and came back with lots of ideas. But you get them from all over the place. But other people seeing them, hearing about them, reading about them, reading review in the New Yorker or whatever, and. So I was finally my choice. Then when I left, we started something called Plays Imagine Group. The acronym is PIG. and that's where we, a group of six or eight of us, read plays, wrote up synopses and so on, and then put them in a book called The Playbook and gave it to Robin, the new artistic director.
Well, with that, I would say, summing up with a line from your invitation from your Christmas party from years ago, the elegance of indoor food, signing off for this night.
Thank you, Jason. Good night.
Good night.